can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
My wife is in this morning, going to be filling in for Kennedy. We can't beat Kennedy. You may notice a slight accent. My wife is from Southie.
The funniest woman in radio. Deep Southie.
Lana, say good morning to Lisa from Revere.
Good morning, Lisa.
North Shore, Best Shore.
Good morning.
Lisa, will you kick my wife out of the studio, please?
Lana, could you please leave the studio?
All right, good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. You're going to go that over. Yeah, I think she knows where to go. She brought her dog, Cisco,
too. I know you have the whole gang here.
It's
Where's
a lot
Barrett?
Going on. I know. Right? Hopefully going to school. He's probably still in bed.
Nobody watching him.
He's still in bed. All right, Lisa, you know the deal. Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Lana, and you will win the $100 if you tie. That is a loss for you. And she's over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Oh, listen to my microphone. I apologize.
Got a limp mic.
Travis Kelce celebrated his birthday over the weekend. Which year were Travis and Taylor both born? She even has an album titled after it.
1989.
Flavor Flav took the clock off his neck and sold it for $15,000 at an auction for the Black Music Action Coalition. Flavor Flav was just an integral part of Team USA for the Summer Olympics. Where did they take place?
Oh, my God. Paris, France.
How quickly we forget.
I know.
Singer Louis Capaldi turns 28 years old today. Finished the lyric to his biggest song, Someone You Love. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Finish the lyric.
My goodness, I sing this all the time. Somebody to heal, somebody to love. I think I'm just repeating the same lyric, but that's okay.
You have a great voice.
Yeah, you sound great. Question number four. The new annoying TikTok trend is meowing at Billie Eilish concerts during her song, What Was I Made For?
Stupid.
Which movie was that song on the soundtrack for?
Barbie movie.
Question number five. Coldplay was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. What is the famous address SNL has been filmed at since its debut in 1975?
30 Rockefeller Center?
All right. Let's get Lana back in the studio, please.
Canada!
Lana!
Alabama Lana.
Hi.
Welcome back, Lana.
It's so nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Usually you're just making fun of Carson over the phone. Now I can see it in person.
Thank you, Dan.
This is fun.
I believe Lisa got 4 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, coming in hot.
Yeah, these are tough, yes. Lana. You ready?
No.
Travis Kelce celebrated a birthday over the weekend. What year were Travis and Taylor both born? She even has an album titled after it.
1985. 87. 89.
There you go.
1-0
Does
for
that
Lisa.
Count?
No. I was going to say, hey, wait a minute.
No, that does not count.
You're off to a rough start.
Okay.
Question number two. Flavor Flav took the clock off his neck and sold it for $15,000 at an auction for the Black Music Action Coalition. Flavor Flav was just an integral part of Team USA for the Summer Olympics. Where did they take place?
Oh, Paris.
2-1 for Lisa. Question number three. Louis Capaldi turns 28 today. Finish the lyric to his biggest song, Someone You Loved.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Love you. I don't know.
Beyonce song, she's not going to know.
No, I literally know all the words to, like,
Every song.
No, that
Lana
is
does.
Horrible.
She just doesn't like the music I like.
I would have wrote more Dolly Parton questions if I knew you were playing.
Yeah. Numbed All the Pain was the correct lyric.
Never would have got that.
2-1 for Lisa. Question number four. The new annoying TikTok trend is meowing at Billie Eilish concerts during her song, What Was I Made For? Which movie was that song on the soundtrack?
Who?
Billie Eilish.
I'm sorry, repeat the question. Oh, I think I know the answer, but repeat the question.
The song, What Was I Made For?
Oh, Barbie.
3-2. Question number five. Question number five. Coldplay was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. We watched that, didn't we, babe?
Yes, we sure did.
What is the famous address SNL has been filmed at since its debut in 1975?
30 Rock.
That is correct. Final score, 4-3. Lisa wins.
Oh, at least that was kind of admirable, but good job, Lisa.
Yay. Thank you so much. Woohoo.
Sal's going to have a rough day.
What did she win?
She won $100.
Oh, well, that's great.
No, it's not the $1,000.
Ooh, yeah, because he'd be losing a lot of money.
No, Kennedy's out again today, so we're not going to be doing the 1K CBK today.
We're not allowed to play for $1,000 without Kennedy.
Yes.
Our boss is yelling at us.
Yeah.
Nice job. Congratulations, Lisa. Lana, is there something you would like to say to Lisa?
Yeah, my name's Lana. I'm from Charlestown, and I can't beat Lisa.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Lana, say hey to Kia from Medford.
Hi, Kia.
Hi, Lana.
Will you kick my wife out of the studio, please?
Politely, Lana, can you please leave the studio?
Yes. Good luck, Kia.
You too, hon.
Bye. Love you, mean it. Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Lana. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Lana is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
LeBron James and his son Bronny played as teammates for the first time in the NBA over the weekend. Which team do they play for?
LeBron and his son, I believe, are on the Blue. God.
On the what? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I want to see the Lakers.
All right. Question number two. Today in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California. Probably would have gone and become president if he was able to, but he's not because he is not from the United States. Where is he from? Where was he born?
He's from Austria.
Nelly was one of the performers of last night's AMA Awards. Who sings this song with Nelly that spent 10 weeks at number one? Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the artist that sings on that song with him.
That is Kelly Rowland.
Donald Glover has canceled the remainder of his Childish Gambino tour dates because he needs surgery to deal with an undisclosed ailment. Donald Glover played the character Troy on which NBC sitcom?
Was it Parks and Recreation?
Question number five. Coldplay stopped by QVC to promote their new album and serenaded a caller named Candy. QVC is an acronym. What does it stand for?
QVC, I believe, stands for Quality Value. That can't be right. Quality Value Center. Sure, why not?
Let's get Lana back into the studio, please.
That's when you know you're getting older, when you start going to QVC to market your albums.
Hey, Dan. Coldplay released a new album on Friday. And I slept great listening to it. It's very relaxing music.
Yeah, I missed that one. I was so busy.
Lana, welcome back.
Yeah.
Kia from Medford got 3 out of 5 correct.
What's up with all the people getting them right?
I believe in you.
These are tough.
Great.
These are tough.
I believe in you, Lana.
LeBron James and his son Bronny played as teammates for the first time in the NBA over the weekend. Which team does LeBron play for?
The Lakers.
Sports.
Is this the first time a father and son have played together at the same time in an NBA game? It has to be.
Wait, they're playing at the same time?
They're on the same team.
I knew that, but I didn't know LeBron was still playing.
Yeah. Tied at one.
LeBron is the only reason that kid is in the NBA.
Question number two. Today in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California. He's probably gone on to be president if he was able to, but he's not because he wasn't born in the United States. Where is he originally from? Where was he born?
Austria.
Tied at two.
Yes. Two in a row.
Austria.
There we go.
Put that on their tourism board.
Nelly was one of the performers at last night's AMA Awards. Who sings this song with Nelly? It spent 10 weeks at number one. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Kelly Rowland.
Yep. Tied at three. Donald Glover has canceled the remainder of his Childish Gambino tour dates because he needs surgery to deal with an undisclosed ailment. Donald Glover played the character Troy on which NBC sitcom?
Oh, is that...
I watched it.
Parks and Recreation.
Nope. Community. Community.
Oh, man.
I knew it.
I couldn't get Lana to watch that show. It was so funny.
And then he left because Chevy Chase is a big old jerk.
Oh.
Tied at three. Question number five. Coldplay stopped by QVC to promote their new album and serenaded a caller named Candy. QVC is an acronym. What does it stand for? And Lana,
I should know this. My mother is probably...
I know. Rolling over in her grave right now because you don't know this answer.
Too soon. Yeah. I don't know. Quality, value, customer.
Oh, you were so close.
What?
Quality, value, convenience.
That was the correct answer.
Yeah. Oh, nuts.
Yes. Almost.
Don't tell mom
that was good.
I almost beat Kia.
No, you did. You won. It was a 3-3 tie, so you get the win.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kia.
That's okay. My mom's going to kick my butt for not knowing QVC.
Right?
Kick your butt for not knowing
my Troy. Mom actually was on QVC one time.
She was.
I forgot about that. She was on the TV.
Yeah. With
Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna.
Shout out to Mimi.
Out to Mimi. Listen, you're not leaving empty-handed. I forgot to mention this. I got a pair of concert tickets. Maggie Rogers is going to be at the TD Garden on October 17th, and you have won a pair of tickets to see Maggie October 17th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, and I'm telling you, you're going to love that show. She's fantastic.
Nice
is right.
That's just for you, Kia, because you're such a nice person.
What do you want to say to Lana before you go?
Oh, my name is Kia. Lana, I did not get it.
Okay, good talk.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Lana, say good morning to Sarah from Malden.
Hey, Sarah from Malden.
Hi.
Sarah, will you kick Lana out of the studio, please?
Lana, can you please leave the studio?
Yep, good luck, Sarah.
Is there anybody else in the car with you?
No, it's just me.
Okay. So you understand how this works, right? There's five trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Lana, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Yes.
And Lana has left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. Question number one, Simon Cowell turning 65 today. He rose to fame as a judge on American Idol. Which show is he currently a judge on?
Britain's Got Talent.
Question number two, it would have been comedian Bernie Mac's birthday on Saturday. He played the chain-smoking head of mall security in which 2003 dark comedy that starred Billy Bob Thornton as an alcoholic safecracker during the holidays.
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number three, that 90s show star Kurtwood Smith says Netflix is not renewing the show for a third season, but they're going to try and shop it to other outlets. It's a spinoff of that 70s show. Which state do both shows take place in?
Oh, my God. Wisconsin.
Question number four. 42 years ago today in 1982, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats opened on Broadway. What is the tribe of cats in the musical called?
Sorry, what was that?
What is the tribe of cats called in the musical Cats?
I don't know that one.
Question number five. Taylor Swift is now the world's richest female musician with an estimated net worth of $1.6 billion. She took that title from which singer?
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah, you got to think out loud here on the radio, leaving us a lot of dead air.
All right, let's get Lana back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
She got number one right. It wasn't the answer I was looking for, but it's not incorrect. The text line will come for me if we give her not that.
Okay,
answer.
I'll give her that one.
Yeah.
All right, so we have 2 out of 5, Dan?
Yes, 2 out of 5.
Lana, welcome back.
Alrighty.
These are tough.
Okay.
Sarah struggled a little.
Okay.
Sarah smile.
Well, I've been struggling all morning, so.
Lana and I did get Lana a Greatest Hits album.
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, who she loves on vinyl, and we listened to that yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was singing Lana smile instead of Sarah smile.
Yeah, what congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. What'd you say, Dan?
I said, what a time.
What a time to be alive.
You crazy kids. You made it.
Question number one. Simon Cowell turned 65 today. He rose to fame in America on a judge on American Idol. Which show is he currently a judge on?
America's Got Talent.
Yes.
And technically also Britain's Got Talent. But
tied at one. Question number two. This show's not in Britain, Dan.
I know.
It would have been comedian Bernie Mac's birthday on Saturday. Bernie played the chain-smoking head of mall security in which 2003 dark comedy starring Billy Bob Thornton as an alcoholic safecracker during the holidays?
Bad Santa.
So good.
2 to 1. Question number three. That 90s show star, Kurtwood Smith, says Netflix is not renewing the show for a third season, but they're going to try and shop it around. It's a spinoff of that 70s show. Which state do both shows take place in?
Wisconsin?
Hello, Wisconsin!
3 to 1. Question number four. It was 42 years ago today, 1982. Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats opened on Broadway. What is the tribe of cats in the musical called?
Rare.
The Rares.
I'm told they are the Jellicles.
The Jellicles.
Jellicles.
Oh, okay. Didn't have a clue.
Kennedy's ears are ringing back with Quincy right now.
I'm closer with Rare. That's all I know.
3 to 1. Question number five. Taylor Swift is now the world's richest female musician with an estimated worth of $1.6 billion. She took that title from which singer?
Rihanna.
That is correct.
Ooh, okay.
4 to 2 is the final score. Nice job, Lana.
Look at me.
You saved all of Sal's money today.
Mm-mm.
Most of Sal's money.
Oh, that's right. You did lose the first game. You did.
Let's not get bogged down in the details. Yeah. You did great.
Well, Sarah from Malden, I understand you're headed to the doctor today. Hope everything is okay. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's good.
All right. Well, we appreciate you listening. What would you like to say to Lana before you go?
I'm Sarah from Malden, and I can't beat Lana.